Time to talk about food. New recipes, a few cooking tips, maybe a new wine to try. I'm Tonia King, and thanks for tuning in to Tonia's Kitchen. My guest today is cookbook author Phyllis Good. Her new book is called Stock the Crock. Now, did you ever think about making a creme brulee in a slow cooker?
You know, creme brulee sounds very elegant and maybe even a little scary if you've never made it, but this just works perfectly. And you do it completely in the slow cooker.
It's interesting because creme brulee usually is done in a water bath in the oven. So this is kind of a neat way of doing it in the slow cooker.
That's right. Yes. You do add water to the cooker. So it takes 3 large egg yolks and 2 large eggs, and you beat them gently in a good sized bowl, beat them together. And then you pour in 2 cups of whipping cream. And then you use a half cup of pureed pumpkin, and then in a separate bowl, mix together 1/3 cup of sugar, teaspoon of ground cinnamon, another teaspoon of ground ginger, and 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves. Once they're all stirred together, then again, stir those into the liquid mixture very gradually. And the 1.5 or 2 quart baking dish should be greased. I fill the baking dish first with the pumpkin mixture and then lift that into the crock. And then you pour water around that baking dish in the crock until it comes about halfway up the sides of the dish. Then cover the cooker, cook it on low 2 to 3 hours, or until the brulee is set but not hard, and then take it out, refrigerate it. I also tell you how to provide a caramelized sugar topping.
Oh, yeah. For
it. And that's, again, very easy to do. Then you drizzle that over the brulee and serve it immediately.
Find out more at TonyIsKitchen.com and be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.